We gonna make it through this broadcast, Lee? The lights keep flickering.
Yeah, now here's where we are. We've got a diesel powered generator out back by the tower out there, or one of the towers we've got outside the studio here. And that will take care of all of the broadcast equipment, you know, the computers, the boards, and all that stuff. Now, my understanding is, and I'm sure engineering will correct me if I'm wrong, that not necessarily all of the interior lights are hooked up to that. So I have seen some of the power flickering there. Looking outside, and this is what's really weird. We're on Garlington Road, right off Woodruff Road. Starting at Woodruff Road, no power. I see no lights. Now, the parking lot lights and some of the business lights on the Garlington Road side of Woodruff Road, power's still on. But across the street, and I'm talking, you know, less than a quarter mile away, dark all the way out. So.
And there are trees down all over the place. People are texting me now. I said, hey, what are you seeing?
Yeah.
It's just, you're not going anywhere. You might as well not leave your house. It's just, it's too dangerous.
My wife's already texted me. She's counted at least four that she's heard hit the ground. And we're, I've already been having to deal with that recently anyway, even before all this started. So I'm, it's going to be tough going back to the house today. When I get a chance to go back, because much of our staff has either got no power or not able to get out of their place. So could be here a while today. We'll see.
Yes. And that's what they're saying. This is a true flash flood warning. I know we get them all the time. I think we get them too much. And you just learn to tune them out. This is very, very dangerous. Please stay in your house. National Weather Service flash flood warning in effect until 9 a.m. And this is, they say, a dangerous and life-threatening situation. Do not attempt to travel unless you are fleeing an area subject to flooding or you're under an evacuation warning. And that is on top of the tornado warning. So you just, you don't want to be out there.
Well,
you don't want to make somebody come.
Tornado watch.
Yeah. Watch. You don't want to stay. You don't. You don't want to, you know, put yourself in a situation where somebody has to rescue you. You're in the middle of nowhere. Texter writes, Tara, I'm right down the street from the station across from First Class Halt. No power. Another texter writes, trees down on Highway 49 outside of Union, South Carolina. Bad wreck on I-85 South Bend at the 31 mile marker in Anderson. Another texter writes, power out. In Piedmont, huge old hickory nut tree just fell in our backyard. Party's on our house, also in Piedmont. Oh, man, I'm sorry about that. Tree down in Cherokee Springs Highway 221. Power's out in Mountain Rest. My Generac generator has turned itself on. Good for you for having one of those, sir. Tree down Mount Lebanon Road in Union. Don't even bother there. On and on and on. Let's see, where to go? Remind people to watch out for snakes seeking a way out of the water. Most snakes are harmless and even helpful to humans, but they're now headed for higher ground. Texter writes, Tara, a tree is covering the road on Miller across from the station. Power outage at Stallings Road and Rutherford Road in the Ingalls area. An absolute total mess. Stay home, I think, is the bottom line.
Yeah, and this, we haven't seen the end of this yet. This is still on the way here.
No, we haven't. Meanwhile, Lee, this just gives me chills when you think about what it means on another subject. Scott Jennings on CNN having to gently break it to his co-hosts and co-commentators. When you look at CNN's polling, okay, Trump is now more popular than he has ever been.
I just say the spate of polls that came out yesterday, Quinnipiac, our CNN polling, the Gallup poll indicators right now, the nervous campaign this morning is the Harris campaign. They're not where they need to be with young voters. They're not where they need to be with voters of color, working class voters. They're not achieving the margins that they need that Joe Biden was getting in 2020. And Trump's base is immovable. And right now, his administration and him personally are more popular than they have ever been.
Think about that.
Yeah.
That's CNN. Okay, I had to write it all down so I wouldn't forget anything, okay? This is after the Russia collusion hoax went on for 3 years, at times consumed up to 65% of newscasts, mainstream media, Russia collusion hoax. You were told your president was owned and controlled by Putin. He wasn't. They lied. That's years where, think about that. That means more of the newscast is fake than real. And it's all about Trump. Two impeachments, both of them we now know based on lies. Five indictments, facing over 700 years in prison across the five. 34 felony convictions. The January 6th lies, which only this week have truly unraveled, where we're finding out, no, he didn't send the crowd to raid the Capitol. He tried days before to make sure they couldn't. He tried to deploy the National Guard and was defied by members of the military. His commands ignored all of that hidden by the Pentagon. Think about this, Lee. Hidden by the Pentagon so that the prosecution against him by Jack Smith could go forward. That is hiding exculpatory evidence. It's a really good way to lose your law license and maybe go to prison, depending on what state you do it in. And that's the Pentagon hiding information, hiding facts so that hiding evidence so that Donald Trump can go to prison. And he's more popular than he's ever been. And that's after day after day after day after week after year of lies, lies and lies and lies and lies by the mainstream media. More popular than he's ever been.
Yeah.
Gives me chills, honestly. And this is why you see the desperation. This is why you saw 5 months ago now the FBI announced, hey, we're going back to censoring. Well, we know how they censor. They only censor true things. They only censor things that make Donald Trump look good, like when you pop up after they try to murder you with blood running down your face and the FBI marks that as a fake photo, because that's who the censors are inside Facebook, and says you will be algorithmically limited if you don't take it down and stop sharing it. That's what they have to resort to. And you know what, Lee? It's pathetic. Mm-hmm. They are pathetic. They're pathetic losers. And you know what? They're so pathetic that even a cuck like Zuck doesn't want anything to do with them anymore. Or at least says so. He's distancing himself. Zuckerberg has hired a Republican consultant to figure out how to get back in half of America's good graces after censoring us. For what? For nothing. Didn't work. More popular than ever. And I don't know. What do you make of this, Lee?
This both is encouraging to me, but also it makes me very concerned, because when you see the levels of insanity that the American media has instilled in their sheeple, it concerns me about what some of those consequences might be.
And what they're capable of right now, if they're as desperate as they should be.
And even if you have an overwhelming, if you had an overwhelming Trump majority win in November, what's going to be the reaction?
I think he's going to have to try to stay alive till the inauguration, and I don't think the Secret Service or the federal government's going to help much. I think it's going to be game on. They're going to hunt him on American soil. They already are. And let me tell you what we saw with the president of Iran, red carpet rolled out for him by the Harris-Biden administration. He has provided the kind of Secret Service protection Trump apparently can't get on our soil. They are mocking us. As literally, and I said this, he's staying in his hotel. He spoke at the UN this week. He's staying in his hotel, okay? He's got this huge Secret Service contingent, ton of agents. The pictures of that were on X. He's trying to kill Trump, according to our government. He's got assassination teams on the ground. There have been assassination arrests. We got one guy they sent in 2021. He's getting ready to go on trial. And from the Democrats, it's open arms. Welcome to America. He should have been arrested at the airport. It's incredible. We have never seen anything like this since the founding. The Democrats embracing with open arms and protecting and providing Secret Service protection to a guy who's trying to kill their opposition on U.S. soil. And think about it, Lee. He's staying in the hotel. He's protected by the Secret Service. The president of Iran, if he wants to go downstairs to one of those, you know, newspaper stands they still have in New York, he can read all about how he's trying to kill Trump. Get the newspaper and go right back upstairs with Secret Service protection on our soil. No one respects a country like that. No one does. And that's why Trump's numbers are going up. We don't welcome people who are trying to kill our politicians. Can you imagine the country that will create? It's almost unfathomable. But hey, I've got more good news. It's not about the weather, but it's about the country coming up. You're listening to The Tara Show. Donald Trump, this is devastating for them. Donald Trump, more popular than he's ever been. And I heard about it on CNN because it's their polling.
I just say the spate of polls that came out yesterday, Quinnipiac, our CNN polling, the Gallup poll indicators right now. The nervous campaign this morning is the Harris campaign. They're not where they need to be with young voters. They're not where they need to be with voters of color, working class voters. They're not achieving the margins that they need that Joe Biden was getting in 2020. And Trump's base is immovable. And right now, his administration and him personally are more popular than they have ever been.
Think about that. That's shocking. Given every lie they've thrown at him. It means the American people are judging him and judging them. And look, as John Fetterman brilliantly put it, the senator, Democrat senator from Pennsylvania this week, he said, people I know that don't like Trump, people I know who hate Trump are voting for Trump. Why? Because it's too much. And he listed the impeachments, the convictions, the indictments, the lies. You know what this means? The media cashed in the last of its credibility chips when it lied to us so bigly about COVID and the Russia collusion hoax. They got nothing left but the FBI to censor anybody else saying anything else. They got nothing left. Their power is zapped. They cashed in all their chips. They got nothing. They can't hoodoo the people like they could before. They still get some good hits off. They do. But where will they be in 5 years at this rate? Look what they threw at him. Over 700 years in prison. Cases they told us were very, very serious. No one was above law, and then they fell apart. And that's just the beginning, as Scott Jennings breaks it to his straight-jacketed colleagues there at CNN.
Now, and I do think there's a reason that in our own CNN poll today, 51% of Americans said they judged Trump's term to be a success, and only 37% have judged the Biden-Harris administration to be a success. There is something going on where people are remembering what he did, how he did it, and they're comparing it to what's happening right now. And you look at our own polling, you realize he's hit upon an economic vein that is working for him in this election. Yeah, he beats Harris on it, and he is viewed as a better president than Biden and Harris.
50% say that Trump is better to handle the economy. Just 39% say that of Harris. Yeah. There's a lot of work for her to do here.
Okay, here's what we're doing right now. You heard Lee say that his usual sources are out. He's flying by the seat of his pants there in the newsroom. He is, because he's lost connection with so many of them. But what we haven't lost connection with is the text line. So we're going to crowdsource this morning. Help me out. What are you seeing? If you're out, don't be out. But if you have to be out for some reason, and I mean, it's got to be an emergency, let us know what you're seeing. Let us know what you're seeing from your window. What's going on in your area? Texter writes, power out at about 6:45 a.m. at the Townville Seneca line. Another texter writes, power out in Malden. Thank you for being the voice in the dark. It's very comforting. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Power out in Buffalo. Okay, we got listeners everywhere. Power outages are good training for the future. Have a blessed day and weekend, Sweet Pea. Thank you. Tree blocking the road, 215 Union in several places. Another text rates, power out now at Five Forks Road and Highway 14. So you're getting an idea of, like, if you go out there, you're kind of on your own right now. Power is out at Patewood Outpatient. That's not good. Yeah. All right. Let's see. Power out in Gray Court. Another text rates, still have power here in Lyman. It's been flickering on and off. You can see it flickering on and off behind me right here if you're watching on Rumble, and we've got a backup generator. So this is a mess. Text rates, okay, still have power here in Lyman. It's been flickering on and off. Unfortunately, I hope it stays on long enough for me to finish work. I still got to take somebody out for a walk. Oh, I don't know you're going to be doing that till later on today, sir. Text rates, Greer Airport ATC. Zero. No flights. Another text writes, please remind people that power lights. Oh, that out power lights. Oh, please remind people that out power lights are a four-way stop. Yes, they are. So you treat it like a four-way stop. Power has now gone down in Tiara. I don't know if that's all spots in Tiara, just where this. Well, that's never happened to me before. We just got kicked off the air. I did a total blackness in the studio. Nothing. We got nothing. So I moved into this studio. And this, you know, the stream's down, so you can't watch on Rumble right now. But otherwise, the show does roll on. Okay, here's what's going on. I've never seen this before either. Lee just apologizing during the news and saying, look, you know, most of my normal sources are gone. I have lost contact with them. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to crowdsource this thing, and you're going to do the reporting. You're out there. You see what's going on. Text us on the text line, 71307. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. First text on the text line, Duncan Power out. Now the texter writes, well, we finally lost power out here in Lyman. Another texter writes, we have listeners all over the place. Tornado warning in Pawleys Island, lost power for a few minutes. So says Deborah. Thanks for listening all the way out there, Deborah. That's so cool. Now the texter writes, living in Malden, weather's bad, tree fell on my neighbor's car. Another texter writes, north and southbound Augusta Road traffic are stopped. In front of the QT at Augusta and 85, paramedics and fire department just arrived. Just lost power in Welford, Spartanburg County. This is a mess, y'all. This one, oh my. Look at this. Hey, Tara, the rain gauge I emptied at sunset already maxed at 8 inches, and that was before 7 a.m. Have ditch overflow diverted so the water doesn't come in the front door. Long as the tree doesn't come down, I'm probably good. Wow. Okay. And you know what? Where are you? That's interesting what you just told me. Tell me where you are. Texture writes, hey, Tara, there's a car turned backwards into the left-hand lane on 85 southbound right at Highway 14 entrance ramp. Very dangerous. Another texture writes, no power in the city of York. Another texter, power out in Old Madison, 1 mile from the Georgia state line. Good morning. Another texter writes, power out in Greenwood. Folks, this is a big deal. Another texter writes, power's been out since 5 a.m. in Lylesville, North Carolina. Another texter simply writes, hearing trees fall all around us and seems to be worsening by the minute here in Boiling Springs. Another texter, 85 southbound in Townville is shut down. Folks, are you getting a point here? Just don't go out. It's pointless. This is literally pointless. I'm looking out at Woodruff Road, and it's just eerie, Tim. I'm not used to seeing it when I come. I'm in a big studio right now. I don't usually broadcast from here. I'm not used to seeing it with, I mean, there's not much light out there. Woodruff Road's a ghost town.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. It looks just like a ghost town out there.
Yeah, it's creepy.
I had never seen that, yeah.
I know.
It's like apocalyptic.
It is. It's kind of, yeah, there's like a Walking Dead vibe out there.
Yeah, that's how I was thinking, yeah.
Yeah. So he's going to have Rick is going to show up any moment and save us, right?
Or Negan.
Yeah, really. Save us while getting half his people killed, then going, oops, I feel so bad. He'll cry for 3 minutes and then he'll go on with his new plan, which you can automatically tell won't work, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. Definitely.
That's why I couldn't take The Walking Dead anymore. Anyway, Rick got on my last nerve.
Negan was awesome, though.
Yeah, Negan was awesome. I think I had a couple of nightmares.
About Negan?
Yeah, about Negan. Anyway.
Yeah, you hate him at first and then you love him.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. It's good writing that does that.
Yeah.
It really is. All right. So here's the thing. We were in the middle of a for real flash flood warning. And I say that because we have flash flood warnings so much here in the upstate. At least I do out where I live I tend to ignore them. This is not one of those that you want to ignore. It's till 9 a.m. from the National Weather Service, a flash flood warning in effect for the area. It's a dangerous and life-threatening situation. So do not attempt to travel unless you are fleeing the area, they say, that is subject to flooding. So unless you're fleeing a flood or you're under an evacuation order, stay put. You're not going anywhere anyway. It's really a post-apocalyptic landscape out here. Hey, right now, the weather is saying it's supposed to stop raining by 11 a.m. Then we're just going to have, yeah, there we go. It's another warning. Then we're just going to have the wind, so hang tight till 11 a.m. Headline, and it's a lie. Trump forced to scrap outdoor rally in Wisconsin due to Secret Service shortages. Shortages. CBS News, Secret Service staffing shortage prompts Trump campaign to move rally indoor. What a crock. She just had a rally in Wisconsin. No problem there. They had a 27% increase in their budget 2 years ago and a 9% increase in their budget this year. Isn't it weird? Nobody else has to deal with staffing shortages. This Trump. It only affects Trump. If he wants to go to a swing state as critical as Wisconsin, which is literally on the edge right now. Let's go to a real story about this in the Federalist. Here we go. This is a real headline. Biden administration denying protection assets for Trump forces him to cancel Wisconsin rally. There we go. You know what's so insane about this? This happened over Wednesday, Thursday, and this morning. As Secret Service did not deny the resources to the president of Iran, who is on our soil visiting with full Secret Service protection as his country attempts to kill Trump. But Trump is denied full Secret Service protection? Why? You know why. I know why. They are laughing at us. They are mocking us. This is not an accident. It's not a whoopsie. It's not a, oh boy, they're laughing at us. You want to know how you get some Secret Service for Trump? Arrest the president of Iran, put him in prison. He's not going home, and then redistribute the Secret Service. How about that?
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.